Hi, I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT. It's been a while, but the Hit Squad is back, and some things have changed. We now have a new member of the Hit Squad.
Hi, I'm Taylor Holman, the associate site editor for Search Health IT. Happy to be here.
Great, thanks for joining me, Taylor. I'm really glad that we're going to be the new Hit Squad. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about what we're going to tackle today.
Sure. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the use of telehealth during this current hurricane season. Recently, Hurricanes Harvey and Irma ravaged Texas and Florida, leaving many unable to get in-person health care. So some companies, you know, quickly stepped in to offer free telehealth services to the residents of those states. In particular, NEMR's Children's Health System offered its Care Connect app for free to residents of Florida and southern Georgia with the code word IRMA. And there was a 554% increase in people downloading the app during that hurricane. So it shows that people were really in need of health care in that emergency. Similarly, Live Health and Doctor on Demand, as well as Epic MD, made telehealth services available to the regions of Texas and Florida for a limited time during Hurricane Harvey, when people were being, ravaged by the floodwaters and, you know, the wind and rain that made it impossible to either get to a hospital or, you know, there were other sicknesses that were carried by the floodwaters. So it was really important during that time that they were able to be treated quickly, even if they couldn't make it to a doctor's office or even if the hospitals, you know, weren't up and running themselves. So I think what we really saw in these last couple of weeks with the use of telehealth and these hurricanes is that, you know, in an emergency, patients need to be able to get care quickly, even if they can't actually make it to the hospital. So what we saw was, you know, the potential of telehealth to ensure that the patients can be treated or diagnosed, even if they can't make it to the hospital. And so the current Hurricane Maria, which is currently battering Puerto Rico, it's not expected to come up our way. But after that, there are the hurricanes Nate and Ophelia, so we might see, again, the need for telehealth if those storms make it difficult for patients to get to the hospital.
Right. Well, and all of this is actually really timely. Just the other week, I sat in on a media briefing from the National Quality Forum, and they were kind of charged by HHS to create quality measures for telehealth. And it was interesting because they kind of talked about two, opposite issues. One is telehealth in rural communities. One is how telehealth can be even valuable in urban communities where there are plenty of hospitals and doctors around. So the first I wanted to tackle was them discussing how telehealth can be really valuable in rural communities, and it's very similar to things that you have said. Marcia Ward, the director of the Rural Telehealth Research Center at the University of Iowa and an NQF telehealth committee member, talked about how travel is a really important concept when it comes to telehealth, or the difficulty of travel is an important topic to be thinking about with telehealth. And she used the example of a technology that the Medical University of South Carolina is using. Basically, their patients are being seen through a telestroke program, and their goal is to be able to have those patients stay at the rural hospital in their community where maybe they don't have the equipment or the doctors that specialize in strokes. So that was an interesting point that she made. And then she also made the point that another challenge faced in rural communities is often workforce shortages. So kind of like what I just said, you know, at some rural hospitals, maybe there isn't, doctors that specialize in dealing with strokes. And so when patients have them, you know, who are they going to turn to? And given that strokes are, you know, very, they need to be addressed quickly, having that patient, you know, drive or fly hours away to see someone that could help them is just not an option.
It's pretty impractical.
Yes. So she was explaining, you know, that those are two issues that people don't really think about necessarily, and that telehealth can be really helpful with. And Judd Hollander, the Associate Dean of Strategic Health Initiatives at Thomas Jefferson University, and also an NQF telehealth committee member, also described how telehealth can be really helpful just in an urban setting. Basically, he had a patient who contacted him through Jeff Connect, which is Thomas Jefferson's app to help patients connect with doctors. This particular patient, had a knee injury, hurt his knee while he was in Staples. It was, like 5:15. His orthopedic doctor's office was closed. What is he going to do? Go to the emergency room, wait for hours, because obviously his condition is not super critical, and then end up paying a lot of money just to basically have his knee kind of be, settled enough until he can go and see his orthopedic doctor. Seems kind of like a bit much. And which is what Hollander said. And Hollander was basically saying that through Jeff Connect, they were able to basically stabilize his knee enough that he could get through the night, and then the next day goes and see his orthopedist. So I thought that was a very interesting point that he made, that, in urban communities, you might not actually right away kind of cure the patient, but you can at least save them hours and money and stabilize them enough to get to the specialist that they need to see. So I thought that was very interesting. And all of this is still very relevant, given that, more inclement weather is on the way, right? Yeah. So we will see what happens with all of that. It'll be interesting to see how telehealth technologies are being used, as this crazy weather keeps happening. So thank you for joining us for this Hit Squad podcast. You can find more podcast episodes as well as videos and articles at searchhealthit.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.